Hello everyone, welcome to Art and Chocolate Podcast. If you are seeking some art help, art tips and tricks on how to get started with your own online art business, how to get started with your own art and seeking for art tips and tricks, then this podcast is exactly for you because I'm going to covering in each and every episode talking about the art related important stuff, helping you along your art journey. And I'm your host, Parshvika. We're going to cover each important related topics in each episode of the Art and Chocolate Podcast. So let's get started with today's episode. Hey guys, welcome to Parshvika. We're going to be talking about my top 5 print-on-demand website, which I think is my top 5 favorite. I'm going to be talking about that, those 5 print-on-demand platform, and also why is it my favorite platform, like why I really like them. I'm going to be talking about, there are so many different print-on-demand platforms online in the online space, but based on my experience and knowledge so far, I am in my first year only, guys. You will know about me. If you have been following me so far, you know that this is my first year only with the print-on-demand, so I have the 1 year of experience. So based on that experience and knowledge, I'm going to be talking about my top 5 favorite, because I feel like these are more user-friendly as well, and I may be biased because these platform I am making money from, and I feel like these are amazing platforms, especially working well for me. They may be working well for you or may not be. One favorite platform that I feel is TeePublic. Now, many of you guys know that my Redbubble account is suspension, and when that suspension happened on demand platform, and the first platform I get started with was that, the TeePublic. And I got my first sale within, I think, 2 months or less than 100 design. So I feel that TeePublic is the best platform. Based on my experience, I feel like TeePublic is an amazing platform because as a new designer, you're getting an amazing opportunity by the new designer option available on the website itself. Their customer service is much better than the Redbubble, I feel, because when I email them, they send me an email reply back within 24 to 48 hours, which I think it's quite amazing. Another thing I really like about is their artist referral program. If you're referring any artist, you're going to get $1 of every sales they are making up to the $1,000, which is an amazing, which is not there on any other print-on-demand platform. Designer referral income is not there, kind of like an affiliate, which I feel it's a really, really amazing. And another thing I feel good about is about their new designs are on the sale for some hours. So if you're selling new designs, you're uploading new designs, your designs would be on sale and they would be likely to get more sales because the people are more looking for the sales, 10% off, 20% off, and they're more likely to get in touch with your shop. So this is the number one platform which I really love. Second platform which I really recommend and which I really love is the Jazzle. Now Jazzle is an amazing platform. It's a really, really vast. And why I put it as a second, because I came across as a second only after the TeePublic. But it's really an amazing, like you can create your work, your design as a template. People can use a template, add them, customize it, and can use it for all their own purpose. And on the Jazzle, you can create so many products. Like there are so many. They have so many brochure of the products that are not there on the Redbubble and TeePublic, which I find is pretty amazing. And Jazzle really works very well. And I feel it's more kind of like a designer feel you get when you're creating the product onto the Jazzle, which is not there in other platform. So that is one really awakes. And also you can make the multiple different shops in just one account, which is an amazing option, which is not there in the TeePublic and Redbubble products. And if you're actually creating the product that people are looking to buy into, then you will be getting your first sale fast on the Jazzle, which is my based on my own experience, because on the second store that I made on the Jazzle, I got my first sale within a week because I made only that product which was people was looking for. The third platform on my list is the Displate. Now, I recently started with the Displate. Although on the Displate, you need to get an approval to get started with the Displate. I think that few of the people were saying that Displate is not accepting the new designers on their platform. It could be true, but I don't know much about it, guys. But I feel that Displate is amazing. Like, it's their user interface is quite amazing. You can upload the designs very fast, although you need to have the file dimensions or dimensions of your design 2900 x 60 pixels. You need to have the file dimensions that is specially created for the Displate. So I feel like Displate is an amazing platform. If you're looking to make some serious amount of money, you just need to get an approval and you need to submit your portfolio. I am not really sure currently if they're accepting the new designer or not, but make sure to check it out, this platform, every month. So whenever they are accepting the new designer, you'll be get accepted by that. And also I see that many of the people are making some serious amount of money, like thousands of dollars under the Displate, because On the display, you can sell your original artwork. It's not just for the print on demand seller, it's also for the artist and the designer, because they want the personalized work, like the work that is quite unique from the other platform that is not there, which is amazing feature of the display, and I really love that platform. Now let's move on to the fourth platform I feel is pretty amazing, is a Society6. Now on the Society6, there are so many different products. That's pretty amazing. The barrier of entry is quite low. Anyone can make open up a shop. I think you need to, starting with the Society6, you need to add your account and you need to verify your PayPal. They take the $1 for that verification. I'm not pretty sure. When I get started with that, I just pay that $1 to get the verification. But maybe they have some new updates. I'm not pretty sure about it. But I think that the barrier of entry on the low is quite low on the Society6, and people are selling amazingly well. There are so many different products and the various different varieties. Of course, user interface a little bit takes time because you need to switch on each and every product onto display. By default, all the product option is off, so you need to manually actually do that for each and every particular design, switch on that for a particular product, and then you only can get started with that. But I don't have much of the experience, but I feel that the user interface is quite interesting and the people are selling on the platform. There are so many products, so that's why I put it as a number four. Now number five platform is the Contrado. Now Contrado is an amazing platform because you have so many products onto the Contrado, and also it's a high ticket offer. Like even if you're selling a one product, you're getting $10, $15 from that product, which is pretty amazing. Kind of like a goal for you to make $1,000 each month onto the Contrado, then you can very well make it, because from each and every product you're selling, you're actually getting $15, $20 from one product sale, which is pretty amazing because they have a very high ticket offer. And also their product's quality is really, really amazing, really high quality because of the high rate. So I feel that Contrado is an amazing platform. I came across recently only just one month, and I started with my shop on that. I've uploaded a few products, don't have that much of experience, but I feel like this is an amazing platform. You can also get a wholesale discount, you can also get the drop shipping option and various different options on the Contrado. I really love their product catalogs, that's why I put it on the top five list. Now I haven't put the Redbubble on this list because based on my experience, Redbubble isn't good for me. I didn't feel the Redbubble is doing a pretty fair with the artist, because I am personally an artist and designer. I'm not just a print on demand seller. I make my own artwork in the Photoshop and traditional art and all. So I feel like as an artist, I don't give Redbubble that much good reviews in comparison to all these platforms. And also I have one platform on my list as well, Threadless. I recently started with the Threadless as well. Now I don't have much experience on the Threadless, what actually sells, what doesn't sell, but I feel like this is also an also amazing platform if you are looking for selling predominant platform, because I usually recommend the multi-platform strategy to upload your designs on at least 3 to 4 platforms, so that if one platform goes out of the corner, if something happens, you're still getting your print on demand income from other platform. See you for the next time. Take care. Bye.